Hello. Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest operates in the new greater glory. Are you ready for this new level of glory? Hello, Sid Roth here, and I'm with Dr. George Carl. He is, I call him, an apostle of God's glory from Germany. So you're studying theology and in a school that isn't particularly into things of the spirit.
Right.
But you have a very unusual guest speaker. What happened?
Well, actually, an atheist professor had invited a guest speaker from Malaysia who was to deliver a lecture at the university hall. But actually, what he did, he just spoke on miracles the whole time. So at the end of the lecture, I said to myself, well, the people here at the university, they might have great intellect, but what this guy has, that's what I really want. So I went to his tent and got spirit-filled.
He had a tent meeting going on.
Right.
You went there. Tell me what you mean you got spirit-filled.
Well, I just started talking in other tongues in that meeting, although actually as a theologian at that time, I wasn't even believing in talking in other tongues, so he got me there.
But several months later,
yes,
you had a repercussion of what happened at that tent. What happened to you?
Right. I was lying on the couch in my student's dormitory there at Tübingen University, just meditating on the Lord, just praying. I was not sleeping, not asleep at all. But suddenly, while I was praying, I felt like some kind of power was starting to lift up my head from the couch. And I could feel, just as I was still straight, my body still was straight, but I looked down to my left side and I could see the floor moving away from me. So it ended up me being suspended in the air with only my heels on the couch. So before I could even think about it, what happened was three huge surges of liquid love just were coming through my whole body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. It was warm liquid love just flowing through me. And after those three surges had gone through me, I slowly was being put back to the couch again. And of course, I was completely flabbergasted what happened. I didn't even have a grid for it. I got up from the couch and I thought, what was that?
I mean, he's in this non-spirit-filled school of theology.
Right.
I mean, it's a good thing you didn't tell that atheistic professor about that. But that was the beginning of the most amazing adventure. And you teach on the glory. You operate in the glory. So many people now operate in Germany in the glory from the churches you're an apostle over. What's your favorite scripture on the glory?
Well, maybe there are two. The one is in Isaiah chapter 6, where the angels, they shout and they say, the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. But then an even better one, I believe, is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, which I believe is for our times, because it says here, in the end, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the whole earth as the waters covers the sea.
And that knowledge is revelation knowledge.
Yes, yes. It comes out of the manifestation of the presence of the glory, really. When people really get a tangible experience with the glory, then the knowledge comes.
How do we recognize this glory?
Well, actually, I believe you can't recognize the glory through your intellect. So it has to come from spirit to spirit, because the glory really is a spiritual substance. But once you're really hungry for reality in your life, you will immediately recognize the glory, because you will find out the substance of the glory really is the answer to your deepest longing. It's the fulfillment of your deepest desires.
It's what we were originally created by God to be clothed in,
the
glory of God. What happens in the glory?
Well, it's like a gasp of relief for the whole spirit, body, and soul. It's like, for example, I often ask the people and I tell them, how long do you believe sickness will stand in the glory? And of course, the answer is not 1 second. So sickness has to leave in the glory.
You know, I was just thinking, you said sickness has to leave, when we're coated in the glory of God, no Well, you know the scripture, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
It can't penetrate the glory.
Right.
But you
like
said something else.
Yeah.
Adam was intending to live forever. I believe when we're coated in the glory, we'll be in divine heaven. Not live,
Amen.
We will live forever because there's just a temporary earth suit. But while we're in the temporary earth suit, I believe God restores everything in the glory.
Absolutely. You are rejuvenated. You are revitalized. Sickness goes away. Demons have to flee. Like, even if you have been traumatized in your soul, like I can just see right now, there's a lady who has been traumatized really deeply in your soul. And it's like it's voices that are tormenting you. And even like this heavy, dark weight on your soul. But right now, as you get in the glory, right now, it's all falling off of you right now in Jesus' name.
Is it important to be intentional in seeking this, what we're created to receive, which is the manifest presence of God, clothed in that?
Mm.
It's like God is clothed in the glory.
Yes.
And we're created in God's image, and we're supposed to be clothed in the glory.
Right. And we have to make up our mind that we really want to be living in the glory on a consistent basis. Because, of course, the devil doesn't want you to live in that original habitat you have been made for. Because in the glory, you become a real threat for the devil. So he doesn't want you to do that. So, of course, the glory is the most powerful and also the most adventurous realm you could ever live in, but it's also the most contended for. So you really have to make up your mind. You have to make that decision and say, well, I will make living in the glory the priority number one in my life, because you really have to make up your mind, I'm not going to settle for less.
What would you call the greatest key to operating in the what's known as the greater works?
Well, actually, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. It doesn't say as Jesus was, so are we in this world, but as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So where or how is Jesus now? Well, of course, he's in the glory. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's the glorified Son of God, as you can see him in Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. So what we really need to do is to hook up with the glorified Jesus. We really need to identify with him. We really need to look up to him and see what he is doing and become a channel here on this earth for the glorified Jesus and for what he is doing. And that's actually the key to the greater works. As Jesus said, he who believes in me, he will do the same works that I do and even greater because I go to the Father. So now he is in the glory, but in him, we are in the glory with him. So through this link, we bring the glory to this earth. We actually bring the glory.
What I'm hearing George say is once you get the revelation, and correct me if I'm wrong, once you get this revelation, it's mine.
Amen.
It's mine.
You're already there. You're already there.
Don't send it, Lord. It's
Amen.
Mine.
That's
I live in it. I breathe
there.
In it.
Yes.
I sleep
Hallelujah.
In it. I go in it. I walk in it.
Yes.
I got it. I got it.
Amen.
I hope you got it. People, when this glory is on someone like you, you don't even pray for people, and they just come in your presence. So like Peter had, his shadow, people wanted to get under his shadow. It's under the glory that was coming from Peter.
Right.
Not so much his physical shadow.
Right.
It was the glory. Same thing happens. You're just working in your yard. What
yes,
happened?
Right. I was trimming a tree, standing on my ladder, just focusing on that tree, not thinking about anything else, when suddenly behind me in the street, which is passing by our house, suddenly I heard a lady cry, I'm healed, I'm healed. So I just looked down the ladder, and there she was jumping up and down, saying, I'm healed, I'm healed. And actually, she got healed. I believe it was back and hip pain. She got healed that very moment that when she came into the presence that comes off of a Son of God.
And you've trained many how to have the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. That's what you're doing, exactly what the Word says.
Right.
Now, George, you use a phrase that I really, I don't understand it exactly, but it hits me as so right. You fell into the glory.
Yes.
How did you fall into the glory?
Well, actually, it's important to understand that nobody can work himself into the glory. It's not by works, it's by grace and through faith. And what we really need is an understanding of the full gospel of Jesus, who from the cross to the throne really substitutionally redeemed us from the fall. So that means we are co-crucified with him, we are co-buried with him, we are co-resurrected with him, and we are also co-ascended with him and co-glorified with him. So once we understand this revelation, we realize we are already there in the glory. The glory is already ours. As Jesus says in John chapter 17, verse 22, he says, "Father, the same glory that you have given me, I have given to them." So once we understand that, we realize we can't do anything in order to really get the glory or work ourselves into the glory. And once we really let go of our own efforts and we really let ourselves fall into the reality of what the Word of God really says, we let ourselves fall into what's already been provided for us, which is the original habitat of mankind, the glory, then it really starts impregnating our lives, and we really start getting permeated by the glory in our lives. It's just by letting go. It's not by working something up.
I saw you pray for people to fall into the glory, right. and everyone had their eyes closed, and they just imagine falling into the arms of Jesus, right. Into the glory. Well, later on in the show, I want you to pray that for our audience. You do realize this, but the more you talk about the glory, the stronger the presence of God gets.
I realize.
Have you noticed that correlation? Tell me some of the miracles that you have seen when you've prayed or even been in the presence of people or those you've trained. He gets more excited over the people he trains to fall into the glory than what happens when he does it.
That's right, because that's how it really should be. My job really is to activate the people, not doing all the work.
So tell me that story.
Yeah. Well, this lady from our healing team, she regularly goes to the streets and evangelizes people. And once she had a teenage girl that was an unbeliever, and she had had one of her fingers only halfly developed since her childhood. Hmm. So she had a certain disease, and so the finger hadn't developed. So what she just did, she just put her hand on the finger of the teenage girl, and the other teenage girl that was with her, also an unbeliever, was watching. So she put her hand around the finger and just commanded the finger to grow out again, and boom, the finger was there. The girl got so shocked, she put her hand behind her back because she got so shocked she had that new finger. And the other unbelieving friend, she was just crying out, "You have an old finger, you have a new finger, you have a new finger." But she didn't want it to show because she was so shocked. So that was really an awesome.
I would have to believe evangelism is, if the woman hadn't been saved that got the new finger, evangelism would have been easy after that.
Absolutely.
Not just her, but everyone watching that.
Right.
I mean, it's not three steps to get someone saved. It's demonstrate the kingdom and earn the right to introduce them to the king. It's that simple.
Right.
Everyone is an evangelist then.
Right.
Tell me some other miracles.
Well, for example, I had a lady in one of our Glory and Miracle services. She came in a wheelchair. She had MS. She needed six creative miracles altogether. She had she was nearly blind because of the MS had affected her nerves. She had a gallstone, six gallstones. She had a lung tumor. She had diabetes. She had a twisted leg. And of course, she was sitting in the wheelchair having MS. So I called her up in the meeting, not knowing what her condition was, and just asked her whether she was ready to do a step of faith with me out of the wheelchair, which she did, and the Lord completely healed her from the MS and all the other things. It just dissolved, the gallstones dissolved, the lung tumor dissolved, the blindness went away. She just got completely healed, which is already a powerful miracle. But what happened then, she immediately started praying for others who had similar conditions than her. For example, her neighbor, she was also in a wheelchair suffering with MS. She prayed for her, and she also got up out of the wheelchair. Hallelujah.
That is normal.
Yes.
I wish the whole world would be normal.
Yes.
I wish we had time to cover all the stuff I have here on these notes. He has seen rooms in heaven that I've never even heard of. Mm. Let me ask you, because you got my curiosity piqued. Tell me about the Heavenly Pain Clinic.
Well, I once went in a vision. I went into heaven and I saw different rooms in heaven. Mm-hmm. As Jesus pointed out in John chapter 14, verse 2, there are many rooms in heaven. So I went to different rooms, and one of those rooms I saw was really, yeah, what I would call the Heavenly Pain Clinic. And in this room, people were getting a divine anesthesia into their bodies when they had pain in order for their condition to properly heal up. So after that, when I came out of that, I released that room to the people, and immediately the people all got pain-free that I prayed for.
What about the vision of, listen to this one, the room of rejuvenation? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, it was a room of a rejuvenation of organs. So what I saw
of organs. Ooh, yeah. That's made better.
What I saw in this room was, I saw like little pools with bubbling water in them. And then I saw angels taking certain organs like kidneys or livers that had somehow been affected by any kind of decay or disease or something. And they just put the organs into those little pools of bubbling water. And when they took them out again, they were completely restored and rejuvenated. So when I got out of this room, for example, just one example, I prayed for a lady. The doctor had told her that she had the heart of an 80-year-old and she was very much younger. So I prayed for her. Then she went back to the doctor and the doctor would tell her, wow, you've got the heart just of a young deer. Yeah. But
this is what you've got to understand. His job is to make you normal. His job is not for you to put him on a pedestal.
Right.
His job is for you to put Jesus in you on the pedestal.
Right.
Now, when we come back, George tells us a vision he had of what's coming in the greater glory. He'll also pray for you to fall into the glory. And I wouldn't mind some of those rooms, you praying those impartations on us, like the rooms of rejuvenation of organs and so many others. Be right back.
Call now and get George Carl's powerful brand new book, Journey into Glory, and his anointed three-part audio masterclass, The Ultimate Hour of the Sons of Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9669. Dr. George Carl's powerful brand new book, Journey into Glory, contains a comprehensive and systematic revelation of how to access the manifest glory of God in a way never thought possible before. You will learn how to recognize the glory of God, understand how to tap into God's glory, discover what it means that you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus, begin to demonstrate God's supernatural reality in this world, discover that the glory of God is the radiation which surrounds God's person and is the perfect expression of his being. In George Carl's anointed three-part audio masterclass, The Ultimate Hour of the Sons of Glory, he reveals key elements on how you can live and operate in the glory. Learn that the glory of God truly is the essence of God's being and the substance of all God is. Understand how to access the glory. Discover the effects of when God's glory appears. Sickness disappears. Demons flee. Signs and wonders happen. Creative miracles are made manifest. Learn the secret to experiencing greater miracles moment by moment every day. The more you become aware of the glory of God, the more it becomes a reality in you, through you, and all around you. George Carl includes anointed prayers for you to be empowered to become aware of what it means to be a carrier of God's glory, to receive the healing power of God, to see miracles, signs, and wonders multiplied in your everyday life.
I want you to be a son of glory. And I believe that this apostolic teaching in the book and the CDs will trigger your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting George Carl's powerful brand new book, Journey into Glory, and his anointed three-part audio masterclass, The Ultimate Hour of the Sons of Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9669. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9669 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
I'm here with Dr. George Carl, and you had a revelation of what is coming.
Yeah, actually, I was in a hotel room in Florida just a few months ago, and suddenly I went into a vision and I saw a huge wave of revival that was coming to the earth. And actually, what I saw was that this upcoming revival would be a combination of three major revivals that we have seen during the last 25 years. So it would be a combination, actually, of the purity and the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, together with the great and notable miracles of the Holy Spirit, and together with the liberty and freedom in the Holy Spirit. So I saw in that vision it would be a combination of all those three parts, but at the same time it would be an unprecedented new move of God, of course, and it would usher in really the final great harvest as it would activate and mobilize the sons of glory all around the world.
I believe that it's going to be so big that if someone were to tell you how big it is, we wouldn't even be able to believe it.
Right.
It's going to be beyond our comprehension.
Absolutely.
It is going to change the face of Christianity in the world. It's going to change the face of the nation you're watching us from right now.
Yes.
I want you to pray that we fall into the glory and for miracles. I like the way you prayed, though, that one time I heard where you say, close your eyes and imagine.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now, just close your eyes wherever you're sitting or wherever you are. Just close your eyes and just imagine the habitat of the glory realm of God belongs to you through Christ Jesus. And right now, you just let yourself fall into this glory realm. You just let go of any distraction, any other thought or any second thoughts or anything. Just let yourself fall right now into that reality of what's already been provided. Just let yourself fall in the glory right now, as the glory is not only upon you, it's also within you, and it's all around you, and it's flowing from the inside out of you once you have fallen into it right now. Jesus' name. Father God, right now I release the greater glory throughout the airwaves all over the world to your people in the name of Jesus. I release the resurrection glory even to any kind of a death situation that people might face right now, be it physically, be it financially, be it emotionally, or also be it relationally. I release this resurrection glory right now. I release this glory for creative miracles even right now in the name of Jesus, as new organs are being created. As I can see, a thyroid is just being recreated on a woman's throat right now in the name of Jesus. And even the disease of Hashimoto is leaving your body right now, and even other diseases are just being wiped away in the glory. As the cancerous tumors just shrinking down right now in the glory, in the name of Jesus. Just receive it right now where you are. Even numbness in your hand, I can see numbness in the hand of a person is just leaving you right now. Pain in your arm, just leaving you right now. Also a pinched nerve in the back of somebody is just being restored, is just being loosened right now, and the numbness in the feet is going away right now in Jesus' name. So just receive your miracle wherever you are. Even what I got from the Lord really is there is a couple watching and you haven't been able to get a child, you haven't been able to become pregnant because there have been hindrances in your body or even in your bodies. But right now, I command the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to move away with those hindrances right now. So right now, the life is coming back to your reproductive organs. I just want you to receive and conceive. And by this time next year, you'll have your child in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.